BBC News with Jerry Smith. In the United States, the newly re-elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, has said he wants President Obama to back Republican Party bills on energy and jobs to break the partisan divide. He was speaking as Republicans took full control of both houses of Congress for the first time in 8 years by assuming control of the Senate. The shift in the balance of power sets the stage for a political struggle with the White House. From Washington, here's Barbara Plesacher.
Republicans want to move quickly on issues such as energy, health care, and tax reform. They're preparing for a vote by the end of the week on the construction of the controversial Keystone oil pipeline from Canada to the U.S. And they'll try to chip away at Mr. Obama's health care legislation and environmental regulations. But the president has signaled he's ready to use his veto power to protect his signature policies, and he'll try to exploit potential areas of cooperation, such as trade legislation. The Republicans also want to show voters that they can govern responsibly ahead of the 2016 presidential election.
The former governor of the U.S. state of Virginia, Robert McDonnell, has been jailed for 2 years for corruption. Mr. McDonnell, who's a Republican, was found guilty in September of accepting bribes worth more than $165,000 in return for promoting a dietary supplement. His wife, Maureen, was also convicted. She'll be sentenced next month. In Turkey, a female suicide bomber has attacked a police station in Istanbul, killing herself and a police officer. Another officer was injured in the attack. Our Turkey correspondent Mark Lowen has more.
This all happened about 5 o'clock p.m. Local time when a woman wearing a niqab tried to enter a police station in Sultanahmet, the touristic heart of old Istanbul. She detonated the suicide belt that she was wearing, blew herself up and injured two officers, one of whom has now died of his injuries. Suspicion will fall on a shadowy left-wing group called the Revolutionary People's Liberation Front.
Mark Lowen. The International Criminal Court in The Hague says it's profoundly concerned about the violent death of a witness in the trial of the Kenyan Vice President William Ruto. The mutilated body of Meshagia Bey was found on Saturday in a river in western Kenya. Lawyers for Mr. Ruto said he'd been a critical witness in the defence's case. The ICC spokesman, Fadi Al-Abdallah, said Mr. Yebe appeared to have breached protective security measures prior to his death.
As we indicated in our statement, the ICC registry had afforded Mr. Yebe some security measures, including a safe residency in a new location with a safeguard and alarms. However, he appears to have returned to Eldoret prior to his abduction, and we hope that the local investigations would reveal the reasons of this breach of the security measures.
World News from the BBC. The U.S. State Department says the Cuban government has released some of 53 political prisoners on an American list. A spokeswoman said the government hoped to see the remaining ones released soon, but she did not give the names of the prisoners who had been freed. Last month, President Obama signaled a historic shift in relations with Cuba when he ordered his administration to start re-establishing normal relations with the island. The Nigerian Defense Ministry has acknowledged that a multinational military base on its border with Chad has fallen to Islamic extremists. The Chief of Defense Staff, Air Marshal Alex Bade, said only Nigerian troops were left at the base on the shores of Lake Chad when it was seized by Boko Haram militants on Saturday, as other African troops had already been withdrawn.
Chad had people on their own side, but I believe they have withdrawn. Niger had people with us. They too withdrew and left Nigeria only at the multinational task force headquarters.
The multinational force was set up a year ago by countries bordering the lake to combat terrorism and arms trafficking. The South Sudanese athlete Guo Marial says he's been suspended from his country's athletics federation in a dispute over funding. Marial, a marathon runner, said the federation announced his suspension when he refused to hand over a training scholarship he'd been awarded by the International Olympic Committee. Marial competed under the Olympic flag at the London 2012 Games because South Sudan had no recognised National Olympic Committee. South Korea says North Korea has doubled the size of its cyber warfare unit to 6,000. The Defence Ministry in Seoul said the North was using cyber attacks to bring physical and psychological paralysis to South Korea. It offered no evidence for the charge in a defence white paper. The United States recently imposed sanctions on North Korea for the alleged hack of Sony Pictures. BBC News.